The FBI is now leading the investigation into the Horizon Air worker who stole a commercial plane Friday evening and later crashed it on a small island in Puget Sound. As federal officials continue to interview the family and co-workers of 29-year-old Richard Russell, we have learned more about what happened before and after Russell stole the plane from SeaTac Airport. KNKX South Sound reporter Will James has been following the story over the weekend and joins us now live with the latest. Will, let's first recap exactly what happened Friday evening.
Right. This all started when this commercial plane took off from SeaTac Airport without permission. It was empty at the time, except for the man flying it, this airline ground worker, Richard Russell. Despite not being a pilot, he was able to do stunts over Puget Sound over the course of an hour while F-15 fighter jets chased him. And he eventually crashed on an island in South Puget Sound. And we now know that Russell has been confirmed dead in that crash.
So we have been able to learn about some of the conversation between Russell and air traffic controllers. What have investigators said went on while he was in flight?
Right. I mean, the recordings that we can hear between him and the air traffic controllers are frankly hard to listen to. At certain points, Russell sounds nervous and in over his head. At other points, he's joking with the air traffic controllers as they try to calm him down and coax him into a safe landing. So it's really a harrowing listen to hear what was going on in the air during that hour.
So what have officials revealed about what his state of mind was believed to be when he decided to do this?
Yeah, the Pierce County Sheriff's Department put out a tweet Friday night describing Russell as suicidal. And at one point in his conversations with air traffic controllers, he does suggest he had no plans to land the plane. He tells his family and friends that he's sorry and calls himself a broken guy and that he knows that, you know, his friends and family are going to be disappointed in him.
And he was saying that he was just now realizing that he was broken.
Right.
And that's also a really sad thing to hear. Russell's family has issued a statement. What can you tell us about the kind of person they say he was?
He is described in the statement as a kind, compassionate person, and we know he was married in 2012. I keep thinking about this YouTube video he put out a few months ago where he says he really liked his job as an airline ground worker because it allowed him to travel and explore and visit people he cared about.
Well, what's the latest on the investigation? What's expected to happen today? What happened over the weekend? What's expected to happen today and in the days to come?
We know that the FBI has recovered some flight recording equipment from the crash site. So we're going to see what the FBI can learn from those recordings. We also know that officials at SeaTac Airport, the Port of Seattle, and leaders of the airlines there are going to be talking about what security measures they can take to prevent anything like this from happening again, which is hard because Russell's job allowed him to be near planes and around planes, and planes don't have ignition keys like cars. They're activated by a series of switches and levers. So we're waiting to see what security measures can be taken, if any, to prevent future unauthorized flights.
I mean, that's a lot of the question that many people have, I think, is how could this have happened? And we've heard Alaska Air Group CEO Brad Tilden saying on our air that they don't have keys. This is the situation where people who are cleared to be near those planes have credentials, and there is a way that they could get on those planes. So I think that is a big question for a lot of folks.
The understanding right now is that it is easy to access these planes if you're authorized. And so the question becomes, is there anything that can be done to make these sorts of events less likely?
All right, Will, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kirsten.
KNKX South Sound reporter Will James with the latest on the story of that Horizon Air worker who stole a commercial plane Friday evening, later crashing it on a small island in Puget Sound. 29-year-old Richard Russell of Sumner has now been confirmed dead in that crash, and we will have the latest for you. We will continue to have the latest for you all day today and throughout the week as more information comes out on this story.